Wrapping up a tumultuous perek that involved doom for so many different nations, and another, Asher Hayadvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Hanavi El Elam. The word of God came to Yirmiyah concerning Elam, the eighth nation now, batting number eight, down near the bottom of the order, who apparently the Radak says helped the Babylonians conquer Eretz Yisrael. Bereshis Malchus Tzidkiyah Melech Yehuda. At the beginning of the kingship of the reign of Tzidkiyah, king of Yehuda, Lamar saying the following. So Elam is also part of Persia later on. And ultimately Persia is going to put an end to the reign of Babel. We haven't seen what's going to happen to Babel yet. That's the next parak. Lamed Hey. This is what HaKadosh Baruch has to say about Elam. I am going to break the bow of Elam. Apparently, in Yeshaya Chaf Hei, we learned that Elam carried the quiver. They were great bowmen. They were great archers. But their bow is going to be broken. Reishis Gevura Sam, the source of all of their strength and their might. Lamed Vav Hei Vesiel Elam Arba Ruchos. May Arba Ktsos HaShomayim. I'll bring upon Elam four winds from four directions of the heavens, north, east, south, and west. I will scatter them to all of the four winds, as we say nowadays in English. There will be no nation to which the refugees of Elam will not come. Over the southern border, as the Republicans were talking constantly when I was listening to the Republican National Convention, fascinating signs of unity. Everybody's screaming about border patrols and open borders and how terrible that is. Well, Elam is going to take advantage of the open borders and then come and riot at Copa America when they want to get into the soccer stadium. Lamed Zayin v'hach tati es Elam lifnei oyveihem lifnei mevakshei nafsham. I will cause Elam to lose heart. Interesting, the different verbs that we're seeing here about the fate of all these nations. They're going to lose heart. They're going to lose all morale before their enemies and those who seek to kill them. And I will bring evil upon them. My fierce anger, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Elam really is going to get it. Now, it's funny because, you know, we don't see Elam identified as, you know, one of the arch enemies of Klal Yisrael. But they did harm to Klal Yisrael and they're going to pay their due as well. And I will send the sword after them. I will pursue them with the sword until I destroy them. So they're going to lose heart in battle. Evil will be brought upon them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he will pursue them with the sword. The Elam of this generation is going to be wiped out, but not forever, as we're going to see. There will be some of Elam left, especially since they scattered all around the world, refugees. I will place my throne in Elam and obliterate from Elam all kings and nobles. So what is my throne? So Rashi says, Matsar, my siege, rather than my throne. Others speculate that it's Madod, my dwelling, will be in Elam. In the Gemara Megillah, the Shekhinah was with the exiles of Klal Yisrael who ended up in Elam temporarily. When they're exiled to Modai, some suggest that Elam is another word for Modai, and that Shushan was in what was originally called Elam. That's based on an obscure pasuk in Daniel. The Chazal say, I'll place my throne in Elam is an allusion to Vashti and Haman and his sons. That the entire episode of Purim was just for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. So everyone will know that salvation came from God, even though his name isn't mentioned in Megillah, which is very interesting. So the Gemara Megillah says that this has to do with Megillah Esther, the throne being in Elam. And then finally, another phrase that we've seen before, V'haya b'acharis hayomim, but in the very end of days, now, this might not mean Yemei HaMashiach. This might mean during the Persian Empire when things got better. Ashiv es shivus Elam no'om Hashem. I will restore the captives of Elam, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, like Moab, like Ammon, Elam is going to luck out. While Edom is never going to return, Elam is going to return. And so there will be a positive outcome eventually, a positive ending, even as so many of the other nations are going to be wiped out completely.